I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater's spring offering is ballet old and new, works by two great masters, Bournonville and Balanchine. Our guests are choreographer, teacher, and Bournonville specialist Karina Elvar and dancer Melissa Menga. Karina, as a dancer, you had lead roles in ballets by Balanchine and by Bournonville. You've chosen to focus on the Danish Romantic master, and I wondered why.
Yes, because I came to the Royal Danish Ballet when I was 9 years old in the ballet school, and I grew up as a child, and I remember one of my first part was in one of the Bournonville's best ballet, La Sulfide, where I danced the little girl, and during all my life at the theater, I was thrown down to all his Bournonville's ballet as a child. He has been so close to my heart since I was then accepted as apprentice in the company, still dancing so much Bournonville, doing so much Bournonville workshop and lecture demonstration when we were going on tour. When I finished at the Royal Danish Theater in the age of 41, I actually wasn't really that close to Bournonville because I was inspired of other art forms. Like, I started to choreograph myself. I got very interested in acting. And so I was crazy out in weird modern dance project, actually. I went all the other way suddenly. And then after a couple of years, I realized that this is so close to me, Bournonville, and I miss my tradition, and I miss the really good stuff. So I started to work deep with it again. And as soon as I started to work with the material, I just knew that this is really right for me to work. And I felt that this is so close to my whole life.
Karina Elvar, who's working with the IU Ballet Theater's spring offering Ballet Old and New on the Bournonville pieces. She's staging them and working with the dancers. You've been coaching dancers for the spring ballet, and Melissa Meng is one of the featured dancers.
She is a fantastic, inspiring dancer for me, because this particular part we're speaking about is a mirror dance in La Ventana, where the señorita is thinking about her love, all the romantic feelings inside her. She has to be deep, she has to go so much into herself, she has to act, and on the same time to do very difficult Bournonville technique on the stage. And I picked Melissa because she has a very, very deep kind of expression and the fire inside of the warm woman.
Melissa, what year are you in and where did you come from?
I'm a sophomore and I come from Binghamton, New York.
And you were back in New York this summer at Chautauqua, and that's actually where you experienced a summer with the Balanchine technique. That's a part of the ballet Old and New. But this time you're working with Karina on the Bournonville. I'm wondering how you find it.
I'm finding that this is a lot more about expression, about emotion and acting, whereas with the Balanchine, it was more just about showing the style. But I think the biggest difference for me personally with this particular piece is trying to find a Spanish girl inside me, and I want to show her off and show her life and how much she's enjoying it and how she's in love and how much fun she's having all at the same time.
We've been talking with dancer Melissa Menga, who will be featured in the Bournonville pieces, and with the master who's come to town to help stage them and work with the students, Karina Elvar. The IU Ballet Theater's ballet Old and New, works by Bournonville and Balanchine, will be in the Musical Arts Center on March 22nd and 23rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.